And I think he done a wonderful job to think of how to fix that washboard, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how many would have fixed a washboard? Some of them just die laughing when they know I've got a washboard encased in glass. But I think it's an oddity.
Well, that's a rare washboard that's been used for 5 generations.
And still
read the directions on and it.
If you don't know a thing about it, it'll tell you.
I know.
You didn't know a thing about it. Well, I'll tell you why that was done. My mother, now she was born in 1852. I've got a penny. Did you ever see an 1852 penny?
No, ma'am.
Well, let me show you one.
All right.
I've got one. And now back to that washboard deal. Don't let me forget to tell you that if I get off and get back.
Yes, ma'am.
I can tell you why those directions were put there. My mother could tell you quickly when she first began to have any kind of a board to wash on. She washed those dirty clothes that away.
Yes, ma'am.
And many days, times, her knuckles were skinned long before she was through. That's why it's telling you how to use that washboard.
Right.
Yes, they didn't. And then, of course, you know as well as I do all down the line why they had those washboards. It was, I'd say, kind of corrugated tin like.
Yes,
you know how that was.
Can I help you find anything?
No, I was going to show you that 1852 penny.
All right.
I'll bring it here. I'll get it right here. If you never did see one, I'll show you one.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what Mr. I think he's the one that sent you to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what you're going to tell Mr. You found out.
I'm going to tell him I found a mighty interesting person to talk to.
Well, I don't know. I say I talk at random.
While you're looking for that, I wanted to ask you if your father was always a teacher or did he get into anything else eventually?
No, except a farm. See, he had that land and he ran the first furrow that was ever run, that Pereira land at that old homestead. I can show you about where we children were always shown that he ran the first furrow. You understand, know what that is?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, if you're talking to a lot of city children, they
know that. That's right.
About it. I've got one friend that she doesn't. I can speak of some farm word just as far off to her.
What do you call that you keep your coins in right there?
What?
That little thing right there.
This?
What do you call that?
This?
Yes, ma'am.
Penny purse. That's a little penny purse.
Have you ever heard people call it the coin purse?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I call it penny. Now, here's your 1852 penny. Now, you look and see if
my
it
goodness.
Did.
Well, that's a, they were big back then, weren't they?
Weren't they extravagant? Look over on the other side. 1 cent.
My goodness.
Take it over there where you can see it. Good. Right. Read that. I'll tell you how I got that.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a piece of luck with that. After I came out here to Ramada, I had a taxi driver taking me to Sunday school and church. And on the way to Sunday school, he says, I got something that's a little different. He says, it's a penny. And I asked him when it was made.